So let's dive deep. Let's do it. The only thing I know is that I don't know anything. Are you really ready to look at yourself? You are seen, you are heard, you are loved. Cut all that out. Just say the deep dive with Adam Roa. I don't like any of that.
The Deep Dive with Adam Roa.
Hello, Deep Divers. Thank you for joining me for another musing. Before we get started here, I just want to let you know that my beloved Azri and I have just opened applications for our new group program that will be starting in January. The start date is January 11th, and we will be doing a three-month program where we dive into all the topics that we have personally been engaged in that are maybe more quote-unquote deep end and that a lot of people aren't talking about. So what could those be? Well, I feel like it's important for us to open up a safe container to have conversations about plant medicine and the role that plant medicine has played in our life, in our development. And I think it's important to talk about the cosmic, meaning there's so many people right now who are feeling connection, feeling some sort of resonance with this idea, this feeling of being more than just human, of having either contact with some sort of what I call interdimensional beings, or literally channeling them, or feeling like they're from a different planet. Like, this is a very real thing that's come up over and over again in my life, and it's come up in Azria's life, and it's also coming up in so many people's lives that are in our circles and what we're hearing about. And we want to open up the conversation around that, and also timeline hopping and infinite realities and just manifestation in the quantum field. Like, these are topics, these are subjects that are on the very edge of what most people feel comfortable about talking about. And they're very much a huge part of Azri and I's development right now. And so we wanted to create a program that actually invites others into that conversation. If you have any resonance with any of those topics, if you are interested in diving deep, like really deep into that and playing at that like high level, wizard level stuff, then this might be the program for you. We are going to have a maximum of 33 people in that program. We are open to having way less, even as low as 11 people, if that's what feels aligned. That's why we have an application process to make sure that just everyone who's in it is all in. And that's the biggest thing for us. And so if you'd like some details about that, please head over to the link that's in the show notes. It's theslinkyeffect.com/ancient-future. That is theslinkyeffect.com/ancient-future, which is the name of the program. And we will be bringing in guests every month, including ayahuasca shamans, just like really unique approach to this work. And so I'm very excited about it. You can probably hear it in my voice. And I look forward to seeing some of you in that group. So that's the announcement that I have to make. And the musing today, I really want to just speak to what's present for me in this moment. You see, I am in this very moment dealing with a pretty intense headache. It's not something that I seem to be able to shake, or, you know, my typical peppermint oil hasn't eliminated it. My massages to my temples and my in between the webbing of my finger, like, that stuff's not seeming to work. And I'm dealing with pain in my jaw because I have Invisalign. Currently I'm in the middle of an Invisalign protocol, and so my teeth are moving literally. Like, my jaw is the infrastructure of my jaw is changing, so that's giving me a lot of jaw pain in the jaw muscles from clenching and leading to the headache. And also just found out that I have some issues in my neck and my back, and so I've started going to a chiropractor every every week, three times a week, where I got a bunch of x-rays and stuff done, and I'm dealing with some back pain. And so just physically right now, this is not complaining, this is me telling you what's been going on for me. And it's so fascinating to observe, because I have, I feel like I look from the outside, I look so healthy. Like, I feel like my skin has gotten so much better. I don't know if I've talked about this before, but when I never used to have acne. And then when I turned like 28, I started to get acne out of nowhere. And it was something that I couldn't figure out. And then I started to have like hair loss, and that was something that I couldn't figure out. And that led to me doing a huge shift in diet. I've talked a lot about diet on this podcast because it's been a huge part of my journey and my development. And, so from the outside, like, skin is so much better. The hair is healthier and fuller. And, I feel great. I'm surfing, I'm going to the gym. And then just recently, like, I've just been internally getting these things, the headaches, the back pain, like this stuff that didn't make sense. And the other day, I was in my car and I just got back from the chiropractor, and I was just in pain, and I had a spitz navi, I don't know how to say it, spitzoid. It's basically a mole that doesn't operate the way that they would like a healthy mole to operate. It's not a melanoma, but it's definitely not something that's ideal. And so they were like, we recommend that you get it removed, which is means like an incision. It means like six stitches, three deep stitches and three top stitches. And they're like, yeah, it'll probably be 2 to 4 weeks of recovery that you'll be, you know, not really able to do all the things that you normally do as far as working out and surfing and that sort of thing. And the coming back from the chiropractor and getting that news, I just had a moment of breakdown. I sat in my car and parked in my parking garage, and I cried for a little bit, just like maybe like 2 minutes, 3 minutes. And I just allowed myself to feel the victim that was underneath. Like, deep down, I was feeling like a victim. That was the truth of what I was experiencing. It was I felt like it was happening to me in that moment. And I have a deep belief that everything is happening for us based on the intentions that we're setting for ourselves in our life. And so now, while that's my deepest belief, and I always come back to that, there are times where I fall into victim mentality. And while I was there in my car in that moment, I said, Adam, you know you're not a victim, but right now you feel like one. And that's okay. Take your moment and feel it. Consciously have that thought. Feel it. Allow yourself to feel the victim. Allow yourself to feel sorry for yourself in this moment. Allow yourself to feel the overwhelm of all of this stuff. And then after 3 minutes or so, I said, okay. Breathe. How is this happening for you? That's the truest belief that I have. It's happening for me. So how is it happening for me? And what I arrived at, remember, we're all telling stories. I've talked about this, right? Like, what are we making things mean? We get to determine what something means. Everything happening outside of us is a neutral event until we give it meaning. So what is it I'm making all of this mean? For me, when I'm being brutally honest with myself, I feel like I am not living in full alignment with the vision that I have for myself. And what does that mean? Well, when I was on tour, we were going out to eat basically every single meal. And I would go to restaurants. And there's this funny thing when you're traveling, right? When you're traveling, you get this mindset of not FOMO necessarily, but there's a mindset that is, this may be the only time in my life that I ever eat at this restaurant. So, like, I want to eat like that thing that like really calls to me. And so what did that look like? That looked like a lot of times, so I don't eat out for breakfast when I'm at home. Generally, I make like a smoothie in the morning. And but what that looked like was instead of me getting like a breakfast bowl of quinoa and things. And by the way, I don't really ever eat eggs. I avoid eggs, and that makes it pretty hard for breakfast. So what I would regularly get for breakfast then was like the gluten-free pancakes, or the, if they had vegan French toast or something like that, that's what I would get. There were times we were passing like a cafe to get Cam and some people some coffee, and they'd have like a pastry. And it wasn't often that I would do it, but in 3 weeks, I would say that I probably got four desserts in 3 weeks. But like solid desserts, like a donut and things. And that's more than I normally do. That's more than I normally do. While I'm being compassionate with myself because I have improved my diet so much. I eat organic. I've eliminated most gluten and refined sugar and soy and dairy from my diet. It's a rarity if I have those things. At the same time, I'm recognizing that, like the other day, Azria said, "Hey, would you like me to make a salad for dinner?" And my immediate reaction, without thinking about it, was, "Ugh, like I don't want salad. Like, I don't want salad. I don't want this fresh produce from the farmer's market that's organic and beautiful and vibrant. I don't want that. I want like some rice and teriyaki glaze or something like that." Like, I was craving like carbs and processed stuff, right? The other day I had those Way Better chips, which are, it's literally that, they're way better in terms of, they're made from like sprouted chia and flax and quinoa and stuff, and it's still a processed food. It's still a processed food made with oil and seasonings, and like I was snacking on those, and I realized like it's become more common for me to reach in and grab the chips, even though they're not like Lay's potato chips, they're still processed chips, as opposed to like the fresh fruit that we have in the house. That's just become more common for me. And in terms of physical health, as far as like I go surfing and I go to the gym, and I used to go to yoga 3 times a week, and I used to be so connected to my body and my stretching, and that's fallen off. Because in large part because of being on tour and the travel to Egypt before that, I just haven't been in a flow and a routine, and just it wasn't a regular part of my experience to like stretch every day like I was before. And I'm telling you all this because there was a time in my life where the way I'm living now, surfing multiple times a week, going to the gym once or twice a week, eating like all organic, high quality foods, that would have been enough. Like that there was a time in my life where that would have felt like, I used to eat Panda Express and Taco Bell and Jack in the Box and pizza like that regularly. Like now, where I'm at would have been enough. And what I'm actually calling in for my life, the intention that I'm setting, is to be the highest version of myself I can possibly be the absolute purest vessel for honestly that love's frequency to travel through me. Because I know that when I'm connected to my body, when I'm stretching and doing yoga, I feel more spiritually connected. I feel more grounded on this earth. When I'm eating more salads, when I'm eating fresh fruit and less processed food, I feel more spiritually connected. And when I think about the decisions that I've been making, those decisions are in line with getting me to where I've gotten now, and it's time to up level. It's time for me to raise my game. Asri and I were talking about it, and we, while our house is clean and orderly for the most part, there are a few areas of the house, like my side of the bedroom, and then there's one particular countertop in the kitchen, like that stuff kind of accumulates. And what does that show? That shows that there is literally a part of our environment that we are choosing to neglect. We're telling ourselves it's okay for this part of our home to not be at the standard that we would like it to be. And that's, you know, how we do anything is how we do everything. And I'm seeing that now with the other decisions that I've been making. Yes, it's good. Yes, I may eat cleaner and be more active and be healthier than a lot of people out there, but that doesn't matter. I'm not comparing myself to other people. I'm simply setting a standard for what I want, what I'm calling in my life, the amount of energy that I am saying I am ready to handle. Asri and I launching this new group program, Asri and I about to release a piece of film content that we've been working on for 10 months, Asri and I going to be creating a feature film within the next year. Not to mention the Permission to Think Freely tour, which will hopefully be coming to Canada in May. Like, all of these things, I'm asking for more. I am saying to the universe, I am ready to call in more. I can handle that. And if that's what I'm calling in, then it's time for me to create the internal infrastructure, the internal fortitude in all areas of my life that can handle the influx of energy when it comes back to me. I want to know that when I'm on tour next, I don't make the same decisions I was making last time. I don't avoid stretching and exercising the way that I did last time. And I'm sharing this with you not even to, like, there's no answer. I don't have an answer here. I'm letting you know just what it looks like for me to call in a whole nother level of my own excellence, my own potential. That's what this is about. And for yourself, like, wherever you are in the journey, whatever your diet is, your exercise is, whatever your relationship to meditation is, like, whatever it is, no one can tell you this is right or this is wrong. The question you get to ask yourself is, what level do you want to play at? What's the standard that you are setting for yourself? What is your intention for your life? The bigger the vision, the more preparation internally that needs to be there in order to hold the energy of that vision, to actually be able to be the hardware for your body, to actually be the hardware that can handle that frequency. If you've been listening to this podcast for a while, you know that I believe that, like the law of magnetism, we hold an internal frequency and the world around us shows up and gives us feedback of what frequency we're putting out. And that feedback comes back to us as our experiences that we have, as our reality. And so if what I'm calling in is even bigger from a frequency standpoint, if it means elevating my frequency even higher, then the choices that I make, the actions that I take, get to be in line with that. And that's what this whole game is about for me, what personal development is about, is becoming, literally becoming the container, becoming the match to my intention. And so it's my belief that if my vision was, like, if I was completely here and saying, yep, this is exactly enough, right? This is where I'm at right now, is I have no further ambition. I have no further desire. I don't need to uplevel my frequency. I just want to chill here. I actually believe that the physical pain that I'm having in my back, the physical pain that I'm having in my head even, I believe that that wouldn't be happening. I believe that my body would say, oh, you're good. Like, let's just chill here. But because I have an intention to continue to expand in particular ways, my body is now being the mechanism, it's being the feedback mechanism to show me the ways in which I can uplevel myself. Because of the pain in my back, I'm now going in to the chiropractor 3 times a week. I'm doing certain exercises, really small exercises, to strengthen certain parts of my body. I'm getting reconnected to stretching. I'm doing more self-care, taking baths and things like that. I am changing my behavior as a result of that. And the new behavior that I'm enacting is actually more in line with what will support me in my greater vision. We are always being given exactly what we're asking for. It's important for us to have clarity about what it is we are asking for, so that when something shows up, like back pain, headaches, that sort of thing, we don't go into the victim space. Or if we do, we come back to, how is this happening for me? This is what's present for me today. This is how I live my life. This is how I view the world. And I wanted to share it with you because it's important for you to remember that we are all in this together. What I'm going through right now looks very eerily similar to when I was a personal trainer working with people who were 150 pounds overweight and just starting, who had never been into the gym before. Why is that similar? It's because when they walk into the gym, they're saying, I'm ready to change something. I'm ready to up-level my life. I'm ready to up-level my life, and I'm here for support with that. So even sitting here today, looking healthy, having financial abundance, like whatever it is, I'm still in that struggle, if we want to use that word. That word doesn't resonate fully with me, but I'm still in that uncomfortable process of growth. And I'm in that process because of the intention I am setting. I am not a victim. I'm not whining. I am not complaining. I am taking the signs that everything around me, my own body, is showing me and saying, how is this happening for me? Thank you, body, for showing me the areas in which are not aligned with the new frequency I'm calling in. And so more than anything, this musing right here is for me to let you know and declare to myself and the universe and all of you that I am ready for the next level. 2018, I am so ready. I am up-leveling all parts of myself. There's a new standard I'm setting for myself, and I'm excited about that. And yes, it's uncomfortable, and maybe I'll have a musing next week where I'm complaining about how much I want some gluten-free pancakes. But right now, in this moment, I'm grateful. I'm grateful. I'm excited. And in some way, I hope that my journey and sharing it just as raw as I can inspires you to uplevel yourself and know that we're in it together and you are seen, you are heard, and you are loved.